This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2177. Are you behind the times? English idioms inspired by dinosaurs. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Are you always up on the trends and latest changes in the world, or are you sometimes a little late to the game? Today, find out how to build connection by saying that you are sometimes behind the times in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Aubrey. How's everything today?
I'm great, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What are we talking about today on All Ears English?
I have a question for you. Okay. What is something that you think is going the way of the dinosaur?
Probably the traditional 9-to-5, where you're in the office all day, you have a long commute, that style, I think might be going the way of the dinosaur. It's not totally gone, but it's being changed. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Oh, it's much more rare. I can't actually think of a single person I know that goes to an office 9-to-5 every day. It's either some type of hybrid, you know, situation, or they're working remote. That's very common now.
Yeah. And imagine saying that even in 2018, 2019, you wouldn't have said that.
Never.
Right?
No, it was so rare to work remotely back then. It's fascinating how much has changed in just a few short years.
Oh my God, so much has changed. So today we're here to answer a question. Edivaldo Galiza asked us a question about what, Aubrey?
About dinosaurs in English.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I saw this question and it made me think immediately of an episode that you and Michelle just recorded recently.
Yeah.
It was 2159, What Goats, Dinosaurs, and Snakes Have in Common. And you talked about this a little bit, how we use dinosaur to refer to something as old, right?
Right. And today we're going to kind of follow up on that idea, right? We're going to show our listeners. What are we going to show our listeners in today's episode?
That's not the only way that we use dinosaur in English, right? There's this awesome idiom that I used to ask you that question right at the top. What's something that's going the way of the dinosaur? And there are a few idioms in English that are related that we use to talk about how the world is changing, which is such a great thing to connect about. I love conversations about just like what has changed in the last few years.
Oh, and we're really in an era where things kind of changed on a steady pace. And then all of a sudden with the pandemic, things rapidly changed. It's amazing.
Exactly.
It's probably the fastest period of change in our lives, Right.
I know. And so this is a very interesting topic for everyone, because more than any time in our lives, there has been a lot of change recently. So there's a lot to talk about when you ask someone like, well, what do you think has changed since the pandemic, or what has changed recently?
Yeah.
So definitely, guys, scroll back and get that episode 2159 if you missed it. Hit follow if you missed it. That means you're probably missing some of our amazing episodes. And yeah, let's follow up today with some great idioms.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. So let's start with the first one where we go to the dinosaur. So what is the first expression? Again, we used it at the top of the show, right?
Yes. What go the way of the dinosaur, right? What does this mean?
It just means that something is becoming obsolete. Obsolete is a great word, right? This is what this means, right? To fall out of being commonly used or out of practice. It's just something that starts to feel old or old fashioned. Okay.
Exactly. So for example, what we were talking about, right? Well, working at an office seems to be going the way of the dinosaur. And then you could ask someone, what do you think? Do you know a lot of people who work remotely? What a great way to spark a conversation about how the business world is changing.
Yeah, this is a great conversation starter right here. Or here's another one. Does your town recycle? Where I live, it seems to be going the way of the dinosaur. That's interesting. Is that happening in your town? Recycling is that?
Yes. Yeah, really? They recently stopped recycling glass. I guess it's too expensive for the city to recycle glass. And I've heard from others, this is happening a lot, and a lot of businesses aren't recycling just because it costs them too much.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, in a lot of places in the United States, recycling is going the way of the dinosaur, which is unfortunate. It should be the opposite trend, right? Where it should be increasing.
I know. We're going to have to figure out another solution for that, right? That's not so expensive. But I didn't know that towns were starting to phase out recycling. Interesting.
No, I hope that's not happening everywhere, but it's definitely happening where I live.
Wow. Okay. So go the way of the dinosaur. Guys, this is such a good phrase to connect. And it's interesting. And it's also kind of a great phrase because if you're talking to a non-native speaker who maybe doesn't know that, it's obvious what it means because we know what happened to the dinosaurs. They went extinct, right?
Exactly. Yes. This is one idiom where we kind of get it. You say it and you don't have to have anyone explain it. It's like, I see. Mm-hmm. Go the way of the dinosaur. Right. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. But it's super cool because around here where I live, apparently there's lots of dinosaur prints and things like that, or there are a few here and there. So there are parks where people go and you can see it. I haven't gone yet, but I want to go. It's just fascinating how close you can get to history with that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
Right? Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Aubrey, what would be number two? What's our second phrase?
Yes, I love this idiom. It's behind the times. It means you're not updated on something. So sort of as the world is changing, this is something we might say about ourselves if we find something out and say, oof, I'm behind the times here.
Right. Yeah. For example, did you hear that the Rojas family is moving? I feel like I'm always behind the times. So what am I saying here, Aubrey?
Yeah, exactly. You're saying, I hadn't heard. Everybody else knew this news. And, you know, it's news to me. I didn't know. So you're admitting that you're not keeping up on some kind of information.
Yeah, I feel like this happens to me a lot when I hear about some cultural phenomenon or some meme that's out there. And I hear about it like 6 months later and everyone knows about it. This happens a lot to me. Does that happen to you?
Yes, that happens to me too, right? Somebody's like, oh yeah, you saw that TikTok, right? Or some meme. Right. I'm like, no. You know, and I might say, okay, I must be behind the times. I had not heard that. I had not seen that. What a fun idiom too. It's a little self-deprecating, a little like teasing yourself, admitting, you know, I'm not keeping up with all of these social trends.
Yeah, that's so good. So another really, really good connection phrase, guys. You have two good choices and we're going to give you a third. So next one is yesterday's news. Oh yeah. Also lots of personality here, Aubrey. What does it mean?
Absolutely. Right. So this, if you are behind the times, you realize what you have missed. We use this idiom, yesterday's news, right? Something that everyone else already knows. Maybe you also are aware of it or not. You know, and I'll use this sometimes when I go to share something that I realize maybe people have already heard. I might say, maybe this is yesterday's news, but I just heard about your new car.
Okay. So yeah, very self-deprecating, right? You're mm-hmm. you're recognizing that you probably are a little late to get the game on this.
Yeah. Right. Do you use this one, Lindsay? It's kind of fun. Yeah. It's very lighthearted.
For sure. I do. Because like I said, I tend to struggle with these things. This is my area of weakness, finding out about things and knowing, being up on the new trends, things like that. I miss them for some reason. And so here's another one. I was excited to tell everyone I won the tournament, but apparently it's yesterday's news. So that means apparently everyone knew.
This happened to me recently where I had won a softball tournament. Really? And the next time I saw this group of friends, I was excited to tell everyone. But then I found out my partner had already told them. I was all excited. They're like, oh yeah, we know. Someone already told them. Okay. Yesterday's news.
Oh, that's funny.
Took the wind out of my sails a little bit. I'm like, I wanted to tell everyone so I could brag on myself a little bit.
Right. And then there's one caveat we want to warn our listeners about here. What is it, Aubrey? What should we be careful of?
Yes. So we want to avoid using these, especially these last two, to describe a person or the news they're sharing. We use it a lot about ourselves to poke fun at ourselves, right? To make something lighter. But if you call someone else behind the times, or if they tell you something and you're like, oh, that's yesterday's news, this could be offensive or hurt someone's feelings. It's just not kind. And so I would avoid that.
Oh, for sure. I would avoid that for sure. This is good stuff. Let's go into a role play here to show our listeners, because this episode in particular is one of those super useful ones for connection. Okay. I think our listeners are good. So let's see how it works. So here we are chatting before a PTO meeting, which is what?
What's parent PTO? Teacher organization meeting. Right.
Okay. I thought it was paying time off.
That would be more fun. A meeting about our PTO.
Paid time off. Love it. All right. PTO.
The difference between someone who works all day and someone who's dealing with children all day, what we think of when we hear PTO.
Yeah, that would be a fun episode if we throw up some random acronyms and you tell me what it means and I tell you what it means.
I love that, actually, because there are some acronyms like this where they stand for two different things depending on the context.
That would actually make a great episode if we could put that together. We'll see. All right, here we go. So, hey, these screens are nice. I much prefer them to the smart boards the schools use for a while.
I forgot about those. They were really difficult to use. I'm glad they went the way of the dinosaur.
I remember when I found out about the change. I was so excited and then realized they'd been replaced over a year ago and it was yesterday's news.
The same thing happened to me. Oh, well, I'm used to being behind the times.
Very self-deprecating, but connecting. Well, actually, here we're connecting on the fact that we both are behind the times, right, Aubrey?
Absolutely, which is even better, right? Mm-hmm. If I, like you share with me that you found out something and realized it was yesterday's news, this would be a great opportunity to share if that's also happened to me, right? If ever someone admits a fault, this is just a great way to connect. If you can be like, oh, that the same thing happened to me.
Right. It's a little less connective when one person is behind, the other's really up on the trends and they're kind of making fun of you or you're making fun of yourself. There's not the same level of connection when that happens.
That's true. That would be really awkward if I were like, really? I found out about it the day that it happened. No, there's no connection there.
Right. For sure. All right. So what did you say here first? Who used our first idiom?
Yeah, I said, you know, we're talking about these screens they stopped using that were terrible. And I said, I'm glad they went the way of the dinosaur. And that's just a way of saying, I'm glad they don't use those anymore.
Yes. Right. And then I said, yesterday's news, right? I was so excited. And then I realized they'd been replaced over a year ago. And it was yesterday's news. Everyone already knew. Okay.
Yes. This is really, I love this self-deprecation where you're like, I thought I was so up on the trends. I was excited. And then I realized, oh, everybody already knows about this except me.
Yeah.
Yesterday's news.
Right. And then you agreed. And this is the connection moment, right? You said the same thing happened to me. Now you have something in common. And you say, oh, well, I'm used to being behind the times. And I think.
If I hadn't had that exact same situation, I could still use this and say something like, that happens to me all the time. I'm always behind the times. Because there are definitely times for all of us where we're not up on the latest news or trends. Like, this is a common experience.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to say that. And even if it's not true, maybe it's not the worst thing to say, just to throw in there. True. Sometimes I'm behind the times, right? I get caught not knowing what's going on. You could, you know, this, you can decide how much connection you want to build and in what ways, right?
For sure.
Okay. What's the takeaway today, Aubrey?
Yeah. I think this is such a great topic for connection, discussing how the world is changing on, you know, big levels or smaller, like in this meeting, right? We're just talking about some screens that are different. It's right. still a way to connect, just talking yes. about how something has changed.
Yeah. And I feel like the truth is everyone is probably behind the times on something.
Absolutely.
So if you throw that in, you're probably not making up a story. You're probably behind the times in some area, right? I mean, I feel like I'm already behind the times when it comes to AI. Right.
For sure. Right. Whether it's media, maybe you're not, you don't have time to watch the newest shows, or you don't have time to read books like you used to, right. or, you know, articles. There's a lot. There's so much, like you said, there's something that you and I are behind the times on.
Oh, for sure. For me, it's TV series. I came late to Handmaid's Tale. So many of them. I came like 8 years too late, but it's fine.
It's fine. You're a little behind the times. It's fine. So are we all.
I love it. And that is the point of today's episode. Yeah. Guys, if you love this connection episode, go ahead and hit the follow button to get our future amazing episodes on All Ears English 5 days a week. Good stuff, Aubrey. Thanks for being on the show today.
Awesome. Thanks. See you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.